This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's terms of service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on February 4, 2021. Introduction. In 2020, I published a couple of blog posts about the coronavirus. I attended a webinar last week on January 28 about this subject, and I decided it is time for another blog post about this current event. I heard the workshop was being recorded. If I receive a link to the recording, which I requested from the presenter, this article will be updated accordingly. In this article, I will share what I learned about the COVID vaccine during the workshop. COVID vaccination, Delaware's perspective. The presenter was an employee of the Delaware Division for the Visually Impaired. The information which she shared during the workshop is pertinent whether a Delawarean has a disability or not. Currently, the focus is on vaccinating senior citizens and frontline workers. People are encouraged to find a vaccination site on the State of Delaware Coronavirus website. There is also a vaccination information phone line for Delawareans, 1-833-634-31715. For people 65 and older, a vaccine request website is available. Nationally, several vaccines are in development, 2 are approved. After getting vaccinated, it is necessary to continue mask wearing and social distancing. Other relevant information was also provided. Safety precautions after receiving COVID vaccine. After the vaccine is taken, it is necessary to continue safety precautions. This includes concepts such as hand washing, mask wearing, and social distancing. The necessity for people who qualify to schedule an appointment in advance was also made clear. Only people who qualify should schedule such appointment. At end of the presentation, a question and answer session was held. Questions and answers. All questions posted in the Zoom chat box were read aloud by the presenter to accommodate attendees. There were many questions. I will summarize 2 of them here. Someone referenced a medical condition and inquired if they qualify to get the vaccine. The questioner was encouraged to speak to their healthcare team, such as a primary care doctor. Someone else asked if she qualifies to get the vaccine. The individual was encouraged to contact her employer to determine whether she qualifies or not. I will now reflect on the presentation. Blake's reflection. It is important to note that information shared during the January workshop and summarized here is relevant at the current time. In other words, information can change in the future just like the virus could. I was impressed by the number of questions which people asked at end of the information session. I was not previously aware of the vaccine phone line for Delawareans or the vaccine request website. Ultimately, I was reminded about the importance of learning what fellow human beings can share. Question for readers. What resources do you use to gain information about COVID? I will return next week with another article.